Well, Richie, a disappointing evening. How do you feel the side's performance was?
Well, I thought the performance was, in terms of, you know, dominating a game away from home, was tremendous, really. We had chances, you know, plenty of chances in the second half, things across, going across face a goal. But, you know, we can't concede the goals that we did concede. So in terms of that, that's obviously we think something to look at. Look at it, obviously, on the DVD, and I think we can do better with the goals, especially, you know, in terms of the second one being straight after we'd scored and we got back in the game. And I think, you know, I mean, we did go on and dominate the rest of the game, but, you know, there were just a few counter-attacks that they had. But, you know, overall, you know, we're disappointed because it's just all about results, isn't it?
And when you give Ruben Reid, a striker of that quality, in the amount of space as well, he's going to be clinical, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a strong guy, Ruben, and, you know, he's a good finisher, and he showed that tonight.
Talk us through your goal.
I think it was second phase of a set play, and the ball's bounced on the edge of the box, and I can't remember if I took a touch or not, but I got a clean contact on it. It was a decent enough strike. I think maybe it would have been gathered up by the keeper, but took a slight deflection. So pleasing that it saw it at the back of the net, and thought that was going to be the catalyst for us to really push on and maybe get the win, or certainly not get beat. But you know, we have been, and we have to take it on the chin and move on to the rest of the 8 games, and obviously the Wembley game.
Whenever Chesterfield lose, they seem to hit back like a wounded animal. Do you feel the game against Mansfield coming up on Saturday is the right game to go, or is it just any game?
Well, obviously they're all important, aren't they, now, you know, towards the end of the season, but in particular we know what it means to us as a football club and to our fans to go to Mansfield and try and, you know, overturn the deficit we had at our place early in the season, and another game that we dominated in possession and chances. So all important, obviously. Every point counts towards now and the end of the season.
You played in derbies before, obviously. Yeah, those hurt, don't they, when they don't go your way?
Oh, they absolutely do. Yeah, and you know, there'll still be some hurt from the first game. Obviously, we beat them in the JPT, but yeah, in derby games, it does really hurt. But it's a lovely feeling when you win.
Obviously, trying to get the dressing room picked up now. They're a set of confident boys anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, myself and, you know, and Ian Everett and the other experienced players, we've been in the situation before, been in the runnings of promotion teams. So, you know, we can, you know, try and rally the troops and, you know, say we can't, no time now to get down about getting beat. We've got a long trip to reflect on that tonight. So we'll do that, and then obviously we'll kick on again tomorrow.
And what's it like having young 17-year-old Mason Bennett in the dressing room as well? Obviously a kid for the future, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a real, you know, a real exceptional talent, and obviously with him being playing for Derby already and being involved in the England setups, he'll have a great future. And he won an award at the Football League Awards the other night, handled himself very well on stage, spoke very well for a young boy, so I'm really pleased for him.